Hey, Yvonne.
Oh.
Hey, Yvonne. It's John with Local Splash.
Hi, John.
Hi. How have you been?
I was kind of contacting you.
I know. That's what Shalette was telling me. For some reason, your account's set up to automatically forward to the customer service that you added as, like, the Google Business Page Manager. So I think they adjusted that. And then I haven't been receiving any, like, notifications from there. They're, like, basically forwarding your calls straight to them. I was telling Shalette that right now. She had talked to me, and she was like, oh, they asked us, like, 2 days in a row if they could talk to you. And I was like, well, why didn't you just tell me that? And she was like, well, I did. I tried to tell you. I was like, I don't know. So, yeah, it was a headache. Is there something wrong with your account or your business profile?
No, it was Jose that, like, not patient.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes those PIN verifications are a pain in the butt, but it looks like you guys were able to add us as manager, and then the PIN verification. Did you complete that process? Oh, hello?
Yes, it was cutting off.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Cut us out. Did you complete the verification?
Not yet.
Okay.
I did the video.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, it said they sent you an email for re-video verification today at 2 o'clock.
Yes, we were looking. I had gotten it through iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked for a Gmail account, so I gave her a Gmail account, and they did it through the Gmail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Gmail would get verified a lot quicker because it's actually Google's mailing system. iCloud goes through Apple. But I had your email at iCloud.com, like the Yvonne Rosas 86, as the primary for them to communicate with.
That's the one I usually look or go into my email to check out email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
a little concerned because he hadn't heard from you. And then also it happens with Angie Lee. Like, for some reason, the lady that was helping us, like, disappeared. Like, I keep calling her.
I see what they did, actually. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I know how Angie's list was, and honestly, I'm happy that I got you guys away from that. This is nothing like this. Once we have you up there, you're going to be able to see a big difference. It's just right now we're in the baby phase of getting you up there. But I noticed what happened with your account is I requested a bilingual representative for Jose. So you guys are supposed to get a Spanish and English speaker every time. I don't know how you were even being connected to Shalette. That's kind of odd.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I set it up that way just in case he called in, nothing got lost in translation. Our company's pretty big. We got about 300 people here, so usually I could set it up to where it's like, I can make it so you can always get a bilingual rep. Like, I have some guys that just don't speak Spanish or don't speak English at all.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were a little bit patient, so he was like, call them because nobody has called us and I don't know what's going on. They said it was going to be better than Angie Lee's, and I have not received or any calls, and I was like, okay, and then we tried contacting you, but we didn't know how or where.
Right.
So it's
the same number. If any time, like, if you let them know, if you try the 544 extension and it doesn't ring through, which it should send you to an operator no matter what. Even if I'm on the line at the time, it'll still should give you guys a live operator. But if you also hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you guys. So he'll always have help with his account. Might not be able to get a hold of me every single time, depending on what I'm doing at the time that he calls in. But there's always going to be a representative available, you know. So there should never be a time where he calls in and can't get help. But it looks like you guys got a lead yesterday from, it was a James from Clear Oaks.
Yeah, and that's what we were confused. Well, I was confused because I thought it was somebody calling back from your office. So I called today and I left a voicemail and I said, if you can please give me a call. I don't know if you're calling from Slack. And then he's all like, oh, it's not from there. It's something else.
No, that's a lead. I actually looked it up. The guy, James, it's like he's a concrete contractor himself. So I don't know if maybe he was trying to contact you guys about maybe helping him with a job.
Oh, I don't know I did leave a voicemail, so hopefully she gives us a call back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think because it's coming from another contractor. He sounded really nice. He just asked you guys to call him back. If you go to your tracking system, or I could just send you the number, or you have the number?
Jose has the number.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It didn't through.
Okay. Yeah, it's showing 560-3462. You have the login credentials for your tracking system, right?
I think I have not done that. I don't know how to log in.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have it resent over to you. I'm going to tell Shalette to send you the login information. So I'll get that back to you in like 30 minutes. But I want to make sure you can log into that because it'll separate like personal calls from actual like leads.
Oh, okay.
Like if somebody's calling through your Google Business profile and places a call, it saves that information so that way you guys aren't like getting confused on what's what. And then it looks like they have the website up and running for you guys too. Did you have a chance to see the website?
I saw the website and I like it. It looks really professional.
Okay. I was going to ask you if there was any changes you wanted to make to it or any revisions.
I've not yet.
Okay. Well, if that pops up, it's a part of your service. So if you want to change anything or make any revisions to it, just let us know and then we could always update it. I want to make sure it looks exactly how you guys want it to look.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of like the initial draft. So it's good that you like it, but at the same time, like, we always anticipate maybe making some tweaks here and there depending on what our client says.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like everything's going in the right direction based on this. I mean, the website's up and running. Just looks like we're looking for a video re-verification, and then we should be making you guys some money here pretty shortly. Tell Jose this is something that, you know, it's for the long run, right? Like anything worth having doesn't happen overnight. I'm sure you didn't marry him after the first date. but it's worth it, you know? So it's just, if he'd be patient, let us get everything up and running. We're trying to establish you guys to be around for a long time and have a consistent flow of clientele within the community.
Okay. I'll let him know that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for reaching out. Sorry about the delayed response on my part. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off between Christmas and the new year and everything. Sure. The kids.
And that's what I was telling you about. They're on vacation, give them a little time.
Yeah.
But not as patient as I am, so.
Yeah, I definitely took some time off at the end of the year, and then I hadn't drank for like 6 months straight because I've been running, like training to run a marathon. And then, of course, my wife, they're all from El Salvador originally, so I went over there on New Year's or Christmas Eve and just got hammered. And so I was like sick. I was like sick for like the next 3-4 days.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that last part.
Oh no, I was saying I went to my wife's family for Christmas Eve and I drank for the first time in 6 months. I ended up getting sick for like the whole week after. Yeah. Yeah, they had family in town from El Salvador, so it was crazy. Like, they were handing me all different kinds of drinks, all different kinds of foods. I'm like, ah. Yeah, so that didn't go too well. So I did call out a couple of days after, or between Christmas and New Year's. I think I was only in like 2 days last week. Yeah, it was a good time. Had a lot of fun. All right, well, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I'm going to jump off the line, but tell Jose, you know, if he calls in and he doesn't get a hold of me, don't panic. I'll put a note in here to try to have them, like, if he tells them, hey, I want to speak with John, that I'll get back to him, but also let him know, like, if it's an emergency and he needs something done right away, just hit extension 1. There's always a live operator there, and I have it set up to have a bilingual rep for him if he does punch 1 through his 2007 number.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Yvonne, have a great day. Drive safe, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.